Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Married or Single, we finished with the study. We are starting the invitation, so please listen closely.
The earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
The wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me. That includes you. Our wage, what you and I have earned, is to go to hell. He says, but the gift, it's not something we earn. Now, some people think they can earn it. And so we're told in Matthew 7:22, many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Well, the Lord doesn't deny they've done those things. But rather he says, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. It's not that I used to know you, but I don't anymore. No, he says, I never knew you. They were never saved. Why? Because all those things spoke of religious works trying to earn their way to heaven. Realize you don't deserve and you can never deserve and earn the way to heaven. You need a Savior. The requirement is just like with Gomer, Hosea's wife. You by choice have to say, I will receive the payment and I will be the wife. I will be submitted to you. You'll be my Lord. You'll be my Savior. And I will be yours. And so that's what you do in coming to Jesus Christ. He saves you from your sin. He'll save you from the power of sin over you. I like that. He can save you from the power of sin over you even right now. It's interesting because in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and it's a very important passage, but 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we see something different. Now, Matthew 7:22, we saw that many wonderful works and casting out devils and prophesying in his name. You might say the good people that still weren't saved. But look at this group in 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, that's sexual sin of any kind, nor idolaters, worship of idols, nor adulterers, cheating on your mate. Nor effeminate, homosexuality, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. That includes sexual predators and all kinds of sexual sin, the basis of sin. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers. The revelers were the partying type. They might be drunk, they might be just social drinking type. But it's the partying type, social drinker, whatever. Nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. He says they shall not. They won't. They will not inherit the kingdom of God. But now notice the next verse. And such were some of you. Oh, they had people in that church at Corinth that were just like that terrible list I just read. But he says the operative word there is were. See, you don't go to heaven being that. He changes you. And he will change you. He says, but ye are washed. How are you washed? In the blood of Jesus Christ. But ye are sanctified. That means set apart for God's use. You're set apart unto him by the Lord, by his Holy Spirit. But ye are justified. How can you be just when you look at a list of sins like that? You're just in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. You see, when you receive Christ as your Savior, just like Gomer saying, okay, I'll go back to my husband. But she goes back submitted. Just like in a marriage, wives, submit yourselves to your husbands. Men, women, whoever you are, you're coming with that attitude. He's Lord. He's God. I'm submitted. But it's a love issue. He gave his life because he loves you, as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, to save you from your sin. He will take the penalty of sin, which is to go to hell. He'll take that from you to begin with so you don't go. And he can even take the power of sin, such were some of you. And then one day, at the end of the age, he'll take us from the presence of sin. And so you come to him in faith and repentance. You see, that's what Gomer had to do. Gomer sees that Hosea is going to take her back. So by free will and believing that he will and he'll love her and he won't get vengeance on her, she turns to him. That's faith, believing. But she's turning now from that life of adultery and all types of sin to give herself to him and to abide with and in him. My friend, that's what you do when you turn to Jesus Christ. But just like the marriage, you see, Jesus paid the price. He paid the price to free us from sin. That was the blood. For without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. There is no remission of sins. We find out in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 14, a verse that gets liberals so upset that they even cut it out of a lot of their new translations, but it's actually in the best manuscripts, and it is there exactly as we see it. And it says in Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption, we're bought back, just as Gomer was bought back, in whom we have redemption through his blood. That was the price, even the forgiveness of sin. A lot of them leave out through his blood, but the life is in the blood. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 14 says that he is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Oh, yes, my friend, we are bought by Christ. But we have to be willing for him to save us. And he will. He will. If you'll come to him. He says, him to come to me, I'll in no wise cast out. He said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So my friend, believing that Jesus died for you on the cross, as he said he did, and God doesn't lie, he buried and was rose from the dead, and he paid the penalty in full for all sin, for all time. 1 John 2:2 says he's a propitiation. That means the entire payment for all sin, for all time. He says, not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. He paid the penalty. But you've got to be willing to turn to him as Lord and Savior. He's head, you're subjected, but it's a love relationship. Will you turn to him right now? Would you call upon him to save you? In the marriage, a husband and wife just give their vows. The husband gives his first and then the wife. The husband says, I do first, and then the wife says, I do. If she does not say, I do, then it's not a marriage. Well, the Lord's already said that he wants to save you. He says, if you come to him, he will not in any wise cast you out. He said, whosoever will, let him come freely. He said he'd have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. All of those from his word. He'll save you. He saved a lady like Gomer. He saved the woman at the well, who'd had five husbands, and the man that she was living with was not her husband. The woman taken in adultery at the very act. The thief on the cross that never did a good work. Paul, who saw to the execution death, unjust death of Stephen. Of Moses, who murdered a man. And God saved their souls. And if he had saved their souls, he'll save you. He says if you'd call upon him. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, not your righteousness, but Christ's righteousness. With the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you bow your head right now, right where you are, and ask God for his salvation? I'm going to form a prayer, and the prayer that I form is only words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean this, would you call upon him to save you right now? Why not pray this way? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for my sins. All my sin for all time. I believe 3 days later he rose up physically, bodily, from the grave. And I believe that he is coming again. I believe he was God come in the flesh. So I right now ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now, and thank you for saving me. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, then I want to instruct you to do a couple things. First, go to my website and see the booklet Building Blocks. I said we've straightened out a lot of errors that were in it, in grammar and other ways, and so we've got that straightened out. So let me encourage you to go to that. If you don't have it, you'd like to have it, then just send us a gift, enough to cover mailing and printing of it, and I think it's about $4 or $5 would be enough, and give us your address so that we can mail that to you if you want to do it that way. And then, my friend, as well, look in either the yellow pages of your phone directory, if you still do that. Most people, I guess, now use the internet, but however you do it, look for a church that's independent, fundamental, Baptist. Make sure they use the King James Bible and that their music is not of the world, but it's more what people call traditional. I call it godly music that has biblical words and it's not rock and roll. Ask them those questions, and if it's right, then tell them the decision you've just made and the next step that you need to do. You've done what you need to be saved, but the next thing, as a submissive, obedient wife is to be submissive and obedient unto God, and just follow the next steps. Well, I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Now, we'll start in the next broadcast with the single person and Christ. You know, as a single, you represent Jesus Christ. And so we want you to understand that you're representing Jesus Christ. So how can you represent Christ as a single person in this position? Well, don't forget, Jesus Christ was a single. And so what a great opportunity this is to learn from it. So I want to thank everyone now for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. I trust you'll ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
I will plant.